The U.S. Congress has a big job ahead of itself as it tries to figure out a way to make the National Flood Insurance Program work. The program is $25 billion in debt. But even before the funding crisis, the national program was not addressing the flood risks in Vermont. And as VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman reports, some of the ideas under discussion could have real impacts in this state and all over the country.
Karen Hardy is standing on a bridge over the Ball Mountain Brook in Jamaica, and she's looking at a barren patch of land where her house stood before Tropical Storm Irene took it away 6 years ago. Hardy says she never thought much about flood insurance before Irene, but she learned a pretty tough lesson on the day after the storm.
That was on a Sunday that happened, and I went to work Monday morning and called my insurance company and found out pretty quick that I didn't have flood insurance, and I maybe was a little slow on the take at that moment because I kept asking, well, you know, what am I supposed to do?
Property owners all over the country usually buy flood insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program, which is run by FEMA. And the program is built around the FEMA flood maps, which identify the neighborhoods where FEMA thinks floods are most likely to occur. Hardy's house wasn't in the FEMA flood zone, even though the brook ran a few hundred yards from her front porch.
The program really doesn't address the kinds of risks that we have, for the most part, in Vermont.
That's Ned Swanberg, and he's a floodplain manager with the Department of Environmental Conservation. Swanberg says for the most part, the FEMA maps are outdated, and scientists today know a lot more about where floods occur and how climate change can worsen storms and runoff. And to really understand the disconnect between where FEMA thinks flooding will occur and where it actually happens in Vermont, Swanberg says you have to take a close look at the flood maps.
So this map shows both the special...
Swanberg points to an area on the map that FEMA identified, and if Hardy's house was located there, her bank would have forced her to buy flood insurance. But in Jamaica and all across Vermont, flooding happens on steep hillsides and in small river valleys, and not just along the rivers where FEMA has its flood zones. Swanberg points to an area outside the flood zone. And he says, since Irene, the state's been working with communities to help them understand the real dangers of flooding.
And at this point, these houses have a level of risk that they may not be aware of. It's not really an area typically regulated by most communities, and it doesn't have flood insurance requirements that are placed upon lenders or homeowners as such. They do have a risk. It would be really smart to know the map and to have flood insurance. And these kinds of areas do experience damage.
So Vermont officials are watching the debate in Washington over the future of the insurance program. And they hope the feds can find the money to update the maps. And they're also paying close attention to some of the ideas being discussed on how to make the program more solvent. Ben Rose is with Vermont Emergency Management, and he leads the mitigation and relief work across the state. Rose says Irene exposed the risk that some of Vermont's mobile home parks face, many of which were built on cheap land in low-lying areas. And so if Congress is looking to raise the insurance rates or even get out of the business and let private insurance companies cover flood loss, Rose worries about what that would mean for some of the state's most vulnerable families.
Some of the places where people live, in fact, some of the most affordable places for people to live are affordable specifically because they're flood vulnerable. And so it is a complicated thing to write policy around, and the federal government is struggling with that currently with the reauthorization of the National Flood Insurance Program.
When towns sign on to the insurance program, they receive extra funding support before and after a flood. The maps, when they're accurate, help the state prepare and respond to disasters, and the program, on paper at least, protects property owners if they sign on. But Windham Regional Commission Director Chris Campany says towns should start preparing now for what he says are sure to be significant changes to the national program.
The assumption is, well, I'll just rebuild it, and if it washes away, somebody will be there to bail me out. I don't think that for much longer people are going to be able to rely on that mindset. Because we've seen this in both parties, we've seen it under different administrations, this movement towards putting more of the risk on the individual or on the town or on the state.
Because, Campany says, regardless of what Congress comes up with to fix the National Flood Insurance Program, there's sure to be more floods and more damage in Vermont and across the country. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.